This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, there are a few things that we came to embrace as our new normal during those past 4 years of the dry conditions. A lot of it was unpleasant. Dry ground, brown grass, fire hazards, those were just a few of the things we can name. However, if you were going to look for a silver lining in all that drought, it would probably be the lack of mosquitoes. Now with the return of wetter weather, that means our little annoying neighbors are back and buzzing about our heads. So what do we need to know with this resurgence of their populations? We'll talk with an entomologist next.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
There's been a large upswing in mosquitoes' presence in the last couple of months, and that's gotten the attention of entomologists and veterinarians across the upper Midwest. Now, you may not think that mosquitoes are that big of a deal. We know they're annoying and that they can spread a few diseases, but you have to realize there are roughly 60 to 70 types of mosquitoes, and all of them have their differences. Entomologist P.J. Leash talks about how they're keeping all these differences straight.
Now, I mentioned that we are having some very strong mosquito pressure in many parts of the state. Some good news at this point, though, is that I've been keeping an eye on some of the statistics that are being published for diseases like West Nile virus, which is probably our main mosquito spread disease that I think of in the state. And things are really pretty good at the moment in terms of activity of that disease. It's a little bit interesting, because we actually tend to see more West Nile virus in parts of the country where you actually have drier conditions, and that's a little bit counterintuitive, but there's some interesting dynamics that come into play.
Of course, there's several practices to keep the population under control.
Reducing those breeding grounds or breeding habitat around your home or around your farm, and what I'm getting at is really standing water. Now, sometimes this is out of our hands. If you have a farm pond, you know, we're just not going to drain that. But you can look in your yard, and be it on a farm or in an urban area, look for standing water. That could be a clogged gutter. That could be a low-lying spot on a tarp that's covering some firewood. It could be a kid's toy in the sandbox that fills up with a bit of water. Even something as small as the plastic bottle cap from a bottle of water, if that is on the ground, upside down, it fills with water, a little bit of organic material from a fallen leaf or something like that, that can breed a decent number of mosquitoes.
Researchers are urging farmers and other people to look around their yards and farming operations to see if there are areas which mosquitoes would like to use for breeding grounds.
Maybe if it's something that normally has water in it, like a bird bath, make sure you're changing out that water about once a week or so. The longer the water sits there, if it's in the range of a week and a half, 2 weeks, that might be enough to get some mosquitoes out of it. So reducing that water in and around your yard, that can help to a certain extent because some mosquitoes stay relatively close to home. They don't fly very far when the adults emerge.
If you're seeing any of those areas that would be considered good breeding grounds for mosquitoes, you're being urged to do all you can to remedy those situations and not provide them any area to increase population. We have more on this at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.